SOP 296, we talk about some new people joining the podcast arena. We're going to talk about getting your podcast media right and why it's important. And last, we're going to talk about removing noise from your podcast.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. We're going to talk about that a little later. The number is 888-563-3228. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to monetizing, because everything you need to start a podcast you can find at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I'm not going to make a big deal about this. I'm simply going to say that I'm completely out of my mind, medicated on Robitussin DM and Sudafed. So I'm not going to hold myself responsible for the content. Nothing worse than when a podcaster starts to lose his voice. But let's just jump into the content. Thanks for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. You may or may not have heard of these names. One is David Reisley, and a lot of you are going to be like, who? David Reisley had still has a six-figure income from his blog. Okay? Derek Halpern, another very, very, very successful internet marketer. Dana Gould is a comedian who has been on Jimmy Kimmel, who's been on Conan O'Brien, he was on The Simpsons for 7 years. He's written for, you know, The Nanny and all these other really big hit TV shows, had tons and tons and tons of success. So what are all these successful people now doing? You guessed it. They started a podcast. David Reisley, you can find it at davidreisley.com. You can find Derek Halperns at socialtriggers.com. Both of those are kind of on internet marketing. Derek is more from he's got a psychology aspect. So he gets into the human psyche of why people buy things, which is kind of interesting. And then Dana is called the Dana Gould Hour. And I only listened to a half hour of it, and it seemed pretty funny. And Dana had a great quote. Let me actually find that for you really quick. Because there was an article talking about he's actually on a show coming up with Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters on FX, and the fact that he had started this podcast. But he had a great quote. He said, if you're a comedian, it's not mandatory that you have a podcast, but I expect that it will be a law that will soon be passed. But he said this, there's no better way to promote yourself, and what is appealing about it, meaning podcasting, is the people who listen to podcasts are very active. They're not what you would call passive fans. It's a great way to connect with your audience on a more regular basis. And so let me bring this up while we're here. If you go over to Podcast Review Show, I'm reviewing the B Movie Cast. Now, B movies are kind of old movies from the 30s, you know, Creature of the Black Lagoon, that kind of stuff. Really not my cup of tea, but it's a really interesting podcast. You can listen to my review of it. And here's a group of people who are probably sitting in their living room going, you know, nobody else likes B movies. Everybody wants the new movies with the special effects and all the CGI. This group of people likes the old movies, and they really, really, really like the old movies. I mean, they know everything about these old movies. It was amazing. Myself, I'm a musician as well as a teacher, and I'm sure if you get me and my friend talking guitars, it sounds like a whole other language. These people were speaking a completely different language. I had no idea what they were talking about. But to me, when that happens, I'm like, wow, I'm knee deep in a niche. I'm in a group of people that are talking about a subject that they love. And then the fact that the episode I listened to, he got feedback from somebody from Ireland. So it's a global audience. And then the other thing I loved is his podcast originates from South Carolina. And he did a kind of a news item about some sort of event that was going on in London. And some B-movie fan heard about an event that was happening in London that he hadn't heard about in London, but he heard about it on a podcast that originated from South Carolina. How cool is that? The power of podcasting. And that's where, if you have a topic, there are people probably like you that think, nobody else wants to hear this. That when they find you, it's a very narrow niche. Not everybody's going to like old movies, old horror movies, old retro stuff. But when they find it, they love that topic. So you can hear my review over at podcastreviewshow.com. And Dana makes that point. You know, the great thing about podcasting is there's no spam. You're listening to this podcast right now because you clicked on a button. I didn't force you to click that button. And so if you don't want to listen, you can hit pause right now. You can hit stop. You can hit unsubscribe. The only reason you're listening to me right now is because you want to. And that's a beautiful thing. And I'm happy that you are here. Those are some people that have jumped into the podcasting pool, which just leads me to the question, why haven't you? Because they're finding success. All right, next up, I want to talk about, it's really two subjects. One is, I get this a lot. When I listen to my podcast, my little picture doesn't show up. Now, that little picture is actually called, we typically call it podcast album art. And you're like, hey, I put all my stuff in iTunes and I can see my image there. But when I download my podcast, the image isn't there. We've actually talked about this in an older episode. And if you get the iPhone app, you can get all the old episodes. Just go out to schoolpodcasting.com/app. But what it is, I'm going to use this analogy. When you chop down a tree, they say you can learn about the tree by looking at the rings inside of the tree. Well, the rings of, let's say, an MP3 file or a video file are called ID3 tags. It's information that's actually stored inside the MP3 file. So that when you play it in Windows Media Player, when you play it in iTunes, when you play it on your phone, when you play it on something, the title of your podcast shows up, the author of the podcast shows up, and your album art. And pretty much, I would say 98% of people add these ID3 tags. And the 2% that don't look like absolute hacks. Because instead of having your logo, you have this kind of gray musical note. And it's so easy to fix. So if you go out to the website, schoolofpodcasting.com, and again, this episode is called Getting Your Podcast Media Right and Removing Noise from Your Podcast. You just do a quick search for that. But there are two tools. One of them is free, called MP3 Tag. And it's free, and you can basically point the software at your MP3 file, and you can put in the title. That's the title of the episode. You can put in the author. That would be you. You can put in the album name. That would be the name of the podcast. The category is going to be podcasting. The date is obviously, you know, the year. The track number is the episode number. And then the last thing you do is you can put in the album art. And when you save that, that information is saved inside the MP3 file so that you can then upload it to your media host. Now, if you're on a Mac, there's a thing called ID3 Editor. It's $15. Really cool program. There actually is a PC version of that, but why spend $15 when you can get one for free? But you want to get your media right before you upload it to your media host. Why? Because the two media hosts that I recommend, and they're great, is Libsyn. It's Libsyn. And Blueberry, blubrry.com in both cases. And the only thing they limit is how much you can upload. So if you, in my case, I had a client who had called me, said, hey, I made a mistake and my album art isn't showing up. And I explained to him just what I explained to you. And he's like, well, how do I fix it? And I said, well, go back to your MP3 file and add your tags, save them, and then upload it and override the file that's there. And when he went to do that, it was towards the end of the month, and he had basically was very, very close to the limit of his account that he could upload. So consequently, he couldn't upload it. So this is why you want to get your album art, you want to get your ID3 tags, you want to get everything set, you want to make sure there's no mistakes. Get that set. And you know that by listening to your podcast. I am guilty of this. I've done this a couple times. And if you're using Windows Media Player, you can actually go into the enhancements and play your podcast on double speed. Because many times I'm just looking for obvious mistakes. Because what I do, here's a tip for you. If you make a mistake, well, I just did one. I had to blow my nose. And so after I blew my nose, I waited 10 seconds to make it obvious where that was. Because I don't want you to listen to me blow my nose. It's not pleasant. So that made it very easy to go back and count. And I also looked at it and said, okay, I'm at the 17-minute mark. So I knew where to go back in that audio and edit that out. So you want to listen to make sure you didn't forget to edit out the sneeze or whatever it is you're going to edit out. And then once you get it set and all your ID3 tags are in there and you'll see them show up when you listen to it on your computer, then you can upload it. So in his case, he eventually just upgraded because that was easier. And that way he has room to make mistakes because he said, you know, I'm probably going to do this again. I said, well, you know, get your tags right first. He's like, but I'd like to have a little breathing room. So he actually upgraded his account at Libsyn, which is very easy to do. And that would be the same thing at Blueberry. You could just upgrade your account. Both accounts are, both companies are made by podcasters for podcasters. We talked about that in a previous episode. The cool thing about the Blueberry hosting is you can do everything right within WordPress. With Libsyn, they have the ability of giving you an iPhone app. With Blueberry, I just got an email last week about an advertising opportunity. It was very tech-related, so I didn't use it for this show. They're both great companies with great opportunities. Blueberry also gets you on a Roxy and a lot of those other desktop boxes for the TV sets, especially if you're on video. That would be something to consider. So two great companies, but both have the same common kind of business plan, and that is they limit the amount of space, the amount of files that you can upload per month. You can have as many listeners as you want. You can have 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, a million. Doesn't matter. It's the same price. They only limit how much you upload a month. All right, as we wrap things up here, I want to talk about removing noise from your podcast. Now, I do not use Audacity. That doesn't mean it's a bad program. I use it when I first started for about 2 weeks. And the thing about Audacity is it has a lot of stuff in it that you will never, ever, ever use. So when you first open it and you click on things like the effects menu, it's kind of overwhelming. But there are some, like I hate the compressor in Audacity. I've used other programs that are much easier, but here's the thing. Audacity is free and it's hard to argue with free. But I'm using right now Adobe Audition. That's a $300 program. That's a little much for the average kind of hobbyist podcaster. But Sony Music Studio, if you're on a PC, is a great program for about $45. And of course, if you're on a Mac, you can use GarageBand. And that doesn't mean Audacity is bad. There are a lot of people that use it. I'm just not a huge fan. But there is a great tool in it. And I'm going to use it right now called Noise Removal. If you go into the Effect menu, what you do is you import your audio and then you highlight an area that's just noise. So an area where nobody's talking that will be basically just static. Now the phone call we're going to play is me on a cell phone outside. I was trying to purposely make it bad audio. And then I'm going to use the default settings in Audacity's noise removal to remove the noise. So here's what it sounded like when I first called in.
Hi, Dave. This is Dave. And I had a question about something that I can't remember. And hopefully this is nice and noisy so you can clean it up. Love the podcast.
And so what you do is you highlight the noise, you go into the effects menu, you go to noise removal, and it says get noise profile. That is basically, think of it this way, because I realize this is an audio program and I'm telling you how to do something that you kind of need eyes for. Think of it this way. What if I said, I have three sentences here, and I don't want the letter E in this sentence. So I could basically open up this software, highlight my three sentences and say, listen for the letter. I could highlight, let's see, first I would highlight the letter E, just the letter E, and say, learn this letter. Then I could go back, highlight all three sentences and say, okay, you've learned the letter E. Now remove it from all the words in those three sentences. That's basically what Audacity is doing. It's learning your noise, whatever frequency that is. And then it goes back and finds those frequencies and takes them out. So first you highlight the noise, you click on effects, go to noise removal, click on get noise profile. That's you saying learn the letter E. Then you go back to your file. I usually do a control A that selects the entire file. And then go back to effects, noise removal, and you can click on the preview button. And you can hear what it's going to sound like with the noise removal. Now, what's really cool is there's an isolate button there. And the isolate button lets you hear what's going to be removed. And in theory, that should just be and static, right? If you hear your voice, you need to adjust those a little bit because it's going to start to take out your voice and you end up kind of sounding like you're underwater. I use this feature in Adobe Audition, and there are times when I overdo it and I do sound a little underwater-ish. The reason for that is even with my dynamic microphone, my furnace is extremely loud. And it's probably something I really shouldn't worry about, but you know me, I get crazy about my audio. So here is what the audio sounds like after it's been cleaned using the noise removal tool.
Hi, Dave. This is Dave. And I had a question about something that I can't remember. And hopefully this is nice and noisy so you can clean it up. Love the podcast. Hi, Dave. This is Dave. And I had a question about something that I can't remember. And hopefully this is nice and noisy so you can clean it up. Love the podcast.
So there you go. Now, I do have step-by-step tutorials on Audacity. And I say this, if you do open it and you get a little overwhelmed, realize all you need to do with any software, whether it be Audacity, Sony Music Studio, Hindenburg Journalist, Adobe Audition, you need to learn how to import your audio. You need to know how to adjust volume levels. So if you want to have something fade out, you need to know how to mix down to a WAV file, depending on the program. If you're using Audacity, yeah, mix down to a WAV file. If you're using Adobe Audition or Sony Music Studio, you can mix down straight to an MP3 file. But that's it. You basically need to know how to import your audio, adjust volumes, adjust spacing so you can bring in, you know, music cues and things like that, and then export it. That's it. Now, you can get into compression and all this other crazy stuff, but there are a lot of things in Audacity that you will never, ever use. So if you were getting into podcasting and you fired up Audacity and you clicked on these menus and you're like, whoa, I'm never going to learn all this stuff, you're right. You're never going to learn all that stuff because most of that stuff you do not need. But I've got the tutorials that'll show you just what you need to keep it simple. And it's the KISS approach, right? Keep it simple. I think it's stupid. Is that the last S? So that's out there along with all of our other tutorials, our resources. If you need music, if you need album art, we've got coupons in some cases like Daniel Lewis. Speaking of Audacity, he does the Audacity to Podcast. He also does podcast album art. And we have a coupon that you can use for his album art. We've got other resources if, you know, for whatever reason, you're not happy with Daniel's work. I don't know why. He does great work. But we've got other options that you might want to check out as well. And like I said, we've got music. We've got artwork. We've got software. And I always say this at the beginning. Everything you need to start a podcast is at the School of Podcasting. And if you can't find it, all you do is email me. And I go, oh, it's right here. Because it's there. So thank you so much for tuning in. And here's my last tip. If you're a podcaster, don't forget to go to bed. I am sick because I had like three nights where I got the fun of part of being a podcast consultant is you end up working with people who aren't on your time zone. So when I get a bunch of clients from the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, and they're on the West Coast. So I find myself going to bed at like 1 and 2 in the morning. So I got no sleep. And then here in Ohio, one day it's like 60 and the next day it's like 36. So it's just cold and flu season on steroids. So get some sleep, take care of yourself, wash your hands frequently as we get ready for spring to help avoid flu and cold and things like that. And I really deeply appreciate you. Deeply appreciate, yeah. And you tuning in. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. You just heard me do it, 888-563-3228. Or if you got a microphone, or if you're on an iPad with a microphone, just go out and click on the send voicemail button. It'll sound crystal clear. I love that stuff, speakpipe.com. And of course, the last way, you can just leave a comment out at the website at schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Until then, class is dismissed. I'll see you on the inside.